May I speak in the name of God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. It is perhaps easier than ever in this day and age to indulge our curiosity. For any question we might have, a search engine on the internet can quickly provide an answer. If you have ever used Google, you'll know that when you start to type something into the search box, Google will helpfully try and finish your sentence with some suggestions. These suggestions are autocompletes with the most searched for phrases. It's quite interesting to see what people are curious about, and it gives us a bit of a window on what it's like to be human in the 21st century. So, I could type into Google, "What does it mean?" And then Google creates a list of popular suggestions to finish my typing. What does it mean to be British? What does it mean when you dream about falling? What does it mean to be human? To be sectioned? To see a robin? I could type in R and find, are eggs dairy? Are we going to get snow? Are Torville and Dean married? Or, is love real? Is love a verb? Is love enough? Of course, curiosity is not new. The ancient world were curious too, but they didn't have access to Google. Thousands of years ago, people were curious about the world, about the stars, about ancient wisdom. And they were curious too about the future, about security and national stability. And in the gospel reading, we see two different ways of being curious. We can be curious in a way that engages us with the world and other people. An outwards curiosity. Or we can be curious in a way that leads us to disengage with others and drives us further inwards, further into ourselves. Herod and the wise people are curious in different ways. The wise men are curious and ask Herod a question which strikes fear into his heart. Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? Herod is curious, but he is also afraid of the answer. St. Matthew puts it like this. He was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And frightened here has a sense of being disturbed and agitated, really stirred up inside. Herod's whole world is shaken up by this question. He's powerful and he's frightened. A dangerous combination. I wonder, if Herod had had Google, what his internet history might have looked like. Who is the king of the Jews? Wise men actually wise? How do you make the Romans like me? How do you stay king? How do you get rid of a rival? But he didn't have Google. Instead, he asked the scribes and the priests to look in the scriptures and find out where the Messiah will be born. He then secretly asks the wise people, when did the star arrive? Where and when? Herod gathers his information and asks the wise people to investigate for him so that he too can pay him homage. But we all know, Herod's curiosity doesn't engage him with Jesus. It leads to disengagement. In Herod's fear of the unknown, he barricades himself into his palace and plots with murder in his heart. Herod's curiosity is very different to the curiosity of the wise men. They saw a star and they had questions too. I wonder what questions they might have asked Google. What is the way to Herod's palace? What is the traffic like in the desert? What is the best present for a baby king? But their big question, who is the king of the Jews, is one they engage with their whole selves. Their curiosity did not lead to them barricading themselves into their own world. Instead, they go on a journey beyond their affluent comfort zones, beyond their culture, even beyond their grasp of God and faith and religion. They go on a journey to a home of strangers, where they find embodied the answer to their question. Here is the child that has been born King of the Jews. And they are overwhelmed with joy. Their curiosity leads them to engage with Jesus. They do not barricade themselves off out of fear, but instead they engage with their whole selves and encounter a deep joy that overwhelms and changes them. I hope you came to church today because you are curious too. I hope that each of us, in our own different ways, is curious about Jesus. You might be curious about who Jesus is. Can he really be who he says he is? You might be curious about what it means to follow Jesus. How then shall I live now? And you might be curious about the rest of us too. What does it mean for us to be a people transformed by God's love? What does it mean for us to be church? At the outset of this new year, we want to encourage you to engage with your curiosity by engaging with others to nurture your faith. And one of the ways we want to recommend doing this is by joining a home group, a smaller group of people that meet regularly to learn together, pray together, and encourage each other. St. Mary's is a big church, and we want everyone to have the opportunity to grow closer together, both to Christ and one another. So, you'll find in your grapevine pack this morning a survey about home groups. So please do fill this in before you leave. There's a basket at the back of the church to put your completed forms in. And we will use your responses to help us set up new home groups. Maybe there are two things that make the wise men wise. Firstly, they engaged with their curiosity with their whole selves, even going on a journey that would change them. And secondly, they went together. We don't have to go it alone and ask our questions about faith to Google in the privacy of our own home. Instead, let us be wise and journey together. Journey with others to meet Christ and be overwhelmed with joy. Amen.